All right, we're starting a new world.
2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also. Now remember, everything, they didn't have any chapters and verses here. So all of the stuff that we've been reading in chapter 2 is predicated on verse 11. For if we be dead with him, we shall live with him. And remember the word dead there. It's only used of physical death in the scriptures. If we be dead with him, we shall live with him. So then it goes all the way through, and in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We talked a great deal about how that happens. The moment you give self any importance, then you open yourself to be taken captive at will. Amen? Everybody understand that?
Why do you make a distinction physical death there? You said it only pertains to physical death.
Because that's...
That's the word?
That's the word. Nekros. Don't you remember when we... Maybe you missed that morning.
I'm right now why the importance of just physical death. I guess physical includes souls.
Because, it's everything about you is dead. And then you confirm that in your burial, in your baptism. That's what all of the first century baptisms were about. They didn't want the body, they had to bury them so they wouldn't stink up the universe. And they buried them in baptism. We spent much time on the human race. Well, we'll get there in a second. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Know is ginosko. It means get a knowledge of it, understand it thoroughly. Don't be surprised. This know also that perilous times shall come in the last days. Now, last is, it's eschatos. It's where we get the word eschatology and study of the last things. But it's critical that we understand what this last means. It's last of anything in time or place. So, and let's look and see where this is used. You got to get an understanding of what last means here. So let's first go to 1 Corinthians 15. We studied and talked about this so often, but if you don't know that you are dead, then you will justify and create anything in your mind. And you will, it has to happen because there's no other way to do it. If you really cannot truly repent unless you know what death is. And it's cemented here in 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, or thou madman. That which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. We cannot be quickened unless we die. We cannot be made alive unless we die. How are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, and the word fool there is madman. That which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may be a chance of wheat or of some other. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Now what he's saying is, nothing that you sow looks like what is going to become, what it's going to become.
It'll come back as a seed.
So this is critical, because all of philosophical theology assumes that you're coming back looking like you. You understand? The best we can be is a seed. What?
Well, it's just hilarious. And
it's so fundamental.
And the paucity of our minds claim to that as, oh, I'm going to come back better than I am now, or improved, or more powerful, or whatever your mind come up with, as opposed to a giant oak.
Yeah, it's a different, that which thou sowest does not come up in the form of what, in looking like what you sowed. It doesn't happen in any place in nature. You know, so except the kernel of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. And we use this, the pecan tree 100 times. That pecan tree is so great because it's the idea that Jesus was the first pecan. He fell into the ground and died, and a tree rose. On the day of Pentecost, that tree was shaken. And so the whole earth is full of pecans. And everybody has an idea. I'm a Baptist pecan, or I'm an American pecan, or I'm a husband pecan, or I'm a wife pecan, or no.
I'm a lake pecan.
You're a lake pecan as usual.
Looks like you're going to the polar ice cap.
So what happened? Everybody's got a label, as if you use this metaphor, everybody, if you take the human race or the pecans, everybody has a metaphor. Well, I'm a female pecan, and I'm a male pecan, and I'm a young pecan, and I'm an old pecan, I'm a black pecan, I'm a white pecan. I'm an American pecan. I'm a Jewish pecan. No. No. Oh, I'm going to become a believer and then everything's going to be nice. No. That which thou sowest is not, what's raised isn't what you sow. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Now what is raised? What is raised is the mystery of the bride of Christ. Period. And each one of us are members of that body, that bride. And each bride, each cell has a different function. But it can never retain its own identity. It can never retain its own nature. Now, as someone has once said, this has staggering implications. You're doing it again, Gary. What are you doing now?
It goes to your DNA. It's almost like...
Well, it is. It's the same. The DNA is a perfect example.
You die, but the DNA is Christ. That's what
right.
happens.
That's why now if you took a cell from any place in your body, the DNA in that cell would reproduce you. That's why cloning is, it's conceivable. But in what we're not the DNA of Christ of the human race. We are the DNA of the bride of Christ. And each cell and the DNA of the bride of Christ is made up of the DNA of Jesus. That's what happened at Pentecost.
seeing that leads to repentance.
Oh, of course. You cannot keep yourself in any way. Because otherwise, you will be a hearer of the word only. And you will look into the word and you will see yourself about what you should do. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now watch. All flesh in verse 39. 1 Corinthians 15:39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another kind of flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. In other words, we're no longer terrestrial. We are celestial. We are no longer of time and space. We are of eternity. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in incorruption. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. There's nothing else. It doesn't mean you have become powerful. It means that which has raised from the dead has the tested, sure ability to accomplish that which it's purposed. The only thing that's needed is for you to get out of the way. You must become an empty vessel. Because otherwise, you're raising the one that was killed from a deadly head wound. You're raising him up, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God, because you judge for yourself good and evil. Now watch. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. Understand? Where are you going, Joe?
Oh, I'm still looking for that one more scripture. That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. This is the thing. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The last there is eschatos. Jesus Christ was the last member of the human race. The last Adam. Does anybody understand that?
No, I don't get it.
Huh?
I don't get it.
Well, what does it say? So is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. He was made out of the dust of the earth, and God breathed, and he became a living soul.
And yet he died.
But he wasn't, and he isn't. He had the capacity, Adam and Eve had the capacity to transform the innocence that they were created in into holiness by antagonism. And as I said so often, we don't know how many tests they passed. But the antagonism was that they could never lean on their own arm of understanding. They would always, only, and ever give every moment to him. And in that position, they were totally free. There was nothing. When the curse came, when they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then something seminal happened inside us, inside our Father. And what happened is your mind split so that you have consciousness and subconscious or unconsciousness. And so our consciousness is only, it's maybe 10% or less, maybe 2% of the total actions of our mind. But it gives us the illusion that we can do something. It gives us the illusion that we can be successful independent. And we can live without dying. And it's the mind's only purpose, singular purpose, is to keep you alone. No matter what you try, is to keep you alone. Because alone, in that alone, you have no value to God. To keep you alone, to keep you alone, because you can't fall into the ground and die, because you will always find, you know, that's what it says, you are wearied in the greatness of your way. Yet you sayeth not, there is no hope, for you found the life of your own hand, therefore you're not grieved. Thousand times you've been in that position. You're wearied in the greatness of your way. You have no out. But aha, I've got an idea. Then we say, God gave us that idea. No, he didn't. God of this world gave you that idea to keep you from the mercy seat so you can still give breath, love, that which is in time and space. And you have sweet thoughts, don't you, Gary?
So at the fall, man lost his capacity to turn innocence into holiness.
Right.
Thou shalt surely die.
In dying, it says in dying, with a literal translation, thou shalt surely die, says in dying, thou shalt surely die. Now what happens? Watch.
Wait, what chapter are we?
1 Corinthians 15, now we're in verse 45. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam made a life-giving, quickening spirit. So again, I will ask you the question. If Jesus was the last member, last Adam, last human, who are you? You're either a vessel of wrath or a vessel of mercy. There's no in between. The vessel of wrath is the one that continues on in his own way. The vessel of mercy is the one that has totally and 100% abandoned himself. The vessel of wrath continues to make the judgments of what's good and evil based on his own mind. The vessel of mercy totally abandoned himself. There's only two left. There's only the bride and the whore. There's no, that's all.
I have another way of saying it. Where Satan's dream come true.
All right. Again, last is the word legal. It's a technical legal word. Last is the last thing in time and space. Jesus Christ was the last Adam. What we have been is inventions. You've invented yourself. But yourself that's doing the inventing, you've been used. You've been used as a puppet. Do you understand? A little bit. That's why in him there's no past and no future. But your whole life, you think you have been doing something. But it hasn't been. You've always been a vessel for deity. As long as it's self for self, and you can say it's self for others till hell freezes over. But as long as it's self for self, there's only two wills in the universe, the will of God and the will of Satan. The illusion of free will is another fantasy.
This really is bad news for humanity.
Well, it's the worst news that ever been for a human race. But it's if you're at the end, it's the best possible news there is. That's why it's only the poor that can hear this. As long as you're rich in your ideas and what you're going to do, then you're not poor. Poor has nothing to do with money. Poor has to do with options. Now, why? I mean, to me, this is black and white. There's no doubt. There's no shadows, no turning. But oh, how the human race, in all these years, has lived to make themselves have an option. You accept him as your personal savior. I promise you, if you still have enough strength to accept him, you will accept the Antichrist. And by the grace of God, if you believe in him and hear and understand, then that you're transformed from living in by the faith in him to living by the faith of him. Totally different. But Jesus was the last Adam. Let that sink in. Or you don't believe it, I don't care. What?
Well, the imagery is just mind-boggling. Thinking of Satan believes in you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Like,
you know, what does God want for me? What's the plan of God for my life? The plan of God is Jesus Christ. What's my call? The call of God is Jesus Christ.
How do I get there?
How does that work out? I have no idea. But the minute you put self in the picture, then you've opened yourself to be taken captive by the evil one at his will. That's probably enough to think about today.
What else is there?
Do what?
What else is there? It's like nails it.
Anybody have any questions or response? You see why, if you're at the end of yourself, this is the best news in the universe. You've reached the highest that you can go. You're the purpose of life. You've been perfected by one offering. You own all things. Everything in the universe is perfect, just as it is. Every knee is bowing. Every tongue is confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Didn't look like that, but that really is what happens. The New Jerusalem is our only reality. And all of time is passing through the New Jerusalem from west to east. And only that which came from eternity can remain in the New Jerusalem. Everything else goes out the east gate into the valley of Hinnom, which is Gehenna, which is the dump. And once time is no more, where it says the seventh angel stands and declares the mystery of God is completed, time is no more. And boom, the dump goes and time and space goes, and the only thing left is Christ and his bride.
I had a question, but I forgot what it was. It was going to be a good question.
I'm sure it was, Ronnie. I'm sure it would have been. It would have revolutionized the thinking of the whole human race. But there is nothing new under the sun.
That's a fact.
All righty. Helen? Amen? Take a big guy.
Close.